Hello, and welcome to the Latin American History Podcast. You've probably seen the news coming out of Mexico. Recently, the center of the country and its most populous region was hit by an earthquake, which affected many large cities, including the capital. This was actually the second earthquake to hit the country within a month, although the first did much less damage. At the time of recording, the death toll stands at 326 people, although this is likely to rise as the rubble is cleared. Mexico is a country which I love. It has a fascinating history, and if you've listened to the episodes I've released on the area so far, hopefully you'll agree. I've travelled through the country and enjoyed the experience immensely. It's also where I met my long-term partner and many other good friends. I had been considering setting up a Patreon account for this podcast to help me cover some of the costs in running it and the time that goes into making it. I had the idea of releasing special episodes for supporters to thank them for any help they gave. Rather than holding back episodes which I would release anyway, I envisioned in-depth accounts of particular people's issues or stories the fans of the show might find interesting. I also had an idea of donating a certain percentage of the contributions used to buy these episodes to some sort of charity operating in Latin America. After seeing the events in Mexico, I'm putting those plans on hold. However, I wanted to contribute to the relief effort. I will be making my own donation, but to put it bluntly, I'm poor and I don't have the resources to make a big contribution. I wanted to do more, and so I've decided to contribute my time and effort. I have decided to launch my Patreon page with a special episode. 100% of all the contributions used to buy this episode will go directly to the Mexican Red Cross, which is working to help the victims of the earthquake rebuild their lives. I've put a link to their website in the show notes and on the podcast's website so that you can see what they're doing for yourself. If you decide to purchase the episode, you will not only get access to an interesting story, you will also be making a difference to the recovery of Mexico. The episode will be available for $5, and if you wish to make an additional donation, that will be possible as well. The episode will be available in the coming week or two, and purchases can be made straight away. You will also be able to purchase it at any point afterwards. I'm sure that the rebuilding process will take a long time, so even if you discover this a year after release and feel like getting the episode, you can rest assured that your money will go towards helping those affected by the earthquake. To sign up, visit patreon.com/Latin American History Podcast. That's patreon.com/Latin American History Podcast. I've also put a link in the show description and on the website. As for the subject of the episode, given the circumstances, it has to be about Mexico. I also didn't want to cover anything I plan to cover in the future, as I don't want to lock people out of content which I was going to release for free. After some research and thinking, I think I found a subject worthy of the price tag. This episode will be a narrative and will tell one of the most fascinating stories in Mexican history. It will cover roughly a century of Maya history and the great rivalry between its three greatest cities and their talented, ambitious rulers. It is a story of war, conquest, and city building. I hope you like it and will consider purchasing the episode. It's win-win, as the money goes towards a good cause and you get to hear a great story. Thank you for your generosity. I hope you find the episode interesting. To close, here is a short sample to give you an idea of what the episode will be like. Southern Mexico, 600 AD. Among the steaming jungles of the Yucatan and the misty mountains of Chiapas, the Maya peoples have built a great civilization. For centuries, they have been working on their great cities and developing a complicated and rich culture. Now they are at their height. Their cities are larger and stronger than they have ever been, and their influence extends further than it ever will again. But they are not united. The political map of the Maya world looks a lot like that of ancient Greece. Just as cities like Athens, Corinth, and Sparta competed against each other, forcing smaller cities to pay tribute in order to strengthen their position against their rivals, so too did the various Maya kingdoms. From atop their great pyramids, surrounded by stone metropolises, the kings and their advisers plotted ways to get the upper hand and subdue their opponents. The fortunes of each city rose and fell with time, but there were three which, for the most part, maintained greater power than the rest: Calakmul, Tikal, and Palenque. At the beginning of our story, Calakmul was the most powerful of all. The city was ruled by the Khan dynasty, whose symbol was the snake. Its king was known only as Scroll Serpent. In 611, he had waged war against Palenque and sacked the city, leaving it a shadow of its former self. This is not his story, however. The reason we start in the year 600 is because this is when his wife gave birth to a son. The boy was named Yuknum, and later he would come to be known as Yuknum the Great. Well, that's all I'm giving you for now. If that sounds interesting and you want to hear the rest, you're going to have to buy the episode. Thanks again for your generosity.